This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Welcome to Unsigned and Independent Season 2, Episode 8. We're here with Kickoff Kevin, and we're talking to a group called The Drys. How many in the group?
Two. They have a full band, but the duo, married duo.
Is that their name, The Drys?
The Drys. It's Derek's last name, Derek and Caitlin. His last name is Dry, D-R-Y-E. So now they go by The Drys.
Is she also a Dry, though, because she's
now
married?
She is, because they're married, yeah. Legally.
Were they singing before they were married?
Separately.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they've been married for, what, 11 years. They've been together for about 15 or so. I don't know, were they musically similar before they got together and started singing together?
No, they talk about it a little bit. They were different, and they came together and performed and realized, hey, we kind of got something here. They were dating months before they ever realized we should do this together.
They were already dating before they sang together?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. So, and how does someone get in touch with you if they want to be on Unsigned and Independent?
Mostly it's DMs, and when they reach out, I'll give them a pre-interview questionnaire to find out more about their story, get into detail, the more interesting, the better. And if I like it, if I find it interesting and I want to get them on, then I bring them in.
But what if their record label reaches out and they want to be on Unsigned and Independent?
Then no.
That's right, because they're signed.
Exactly.
Exactly, that was a trick question. Okay, so The Drys, on the road with Jody Messina as part of her Heads Carolina tour this summer. You can get tickets at thedrys.com. They just played at CMA Fest for the first time a few weeks ago, and they like to think of themselves as who?
The modern-day Johnny and June.
Bold.
Very.
Bold. They were on season 22 of The Voice. Here we go. It's The Drys with Kickoff Kevin, Unsigned and Independent.
Okay, we got Derek and Caitlin, The Drys. How are we doing today, guys?
Good. Yo. Doing so good.
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you. Nice to meet you guys. We finally got to sit down and do this. We've rescheduled, I don't know, a few times, right?
Three times, right. Maybe.
Whoops. Travel schedules, maybe.
Yeah, it's all right. No, we're all busy over here, which is a good thing.
Yep.
And you guys are very busy, it seems like. We were talking a little bit before this. And so right away, want to get into it. You two are married.
Yep.
And hey.
So what, and you're a duo, so married duo, country duo, and what came first for you guys, the relationship or the career?
Yeah, we actually started dating first. You had just finished your first EP in Nashville,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, my first EP, I was 19. I was like, I am so cool.
Both living in North Carolina, where we're from, had never moved away before coming to Nashville. I'm already jumping ahead. but yeah.
I know, I'm like, that's actually a kind of complicated question because... Well, yeah, Derek probably has his side and I have my side of how that went. But so, well, I'll say my friend who was dating his friend at the time put us together. I had told me about Derek for like 3 years and was like, I could see y'all doing music together. And it honestly, like, I thought she was just crazy, but I was always the kind that was very like career driven. And like, if I don't get married, that's cool. Cause Ouch. Literally the career was like, just always like my forefront thought. And she would always be like, you need to meet Derek. And so she was like, you know, he's dating someone right now. She was like, they aren't meant to be. And it's just a matter of time. And I would be like, I even met him and the girl at a show. We were at a Mute Math show.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Met Old him Ziggy's. And that girl there. And I just stood back. I mean, he didn't know anything about me, but I just thought it was like so weird. I was like, this, I've been told so much about this guy. Like,
I had no clue.
Crazy. So yeah, when they broke up, like she said they would. I mean, it's kind of crazy. It is. I mean, this is the story. It is kind of, it's kind of, we've told it so
well,
much.
With your close friends, you know, you kind of know.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, once we connected over the old Facebook. At the time. Wow. Now I'm dating myself, but
better than MySpace.
Yeah. MySpace. I slid in those Facebook DMs like no other.
Yep.
I said,
he saw a video of me playing guitar and he's like, yep. You play guitar. Let's talk about that over dinner. And he was like, that's so cute. And
it was so
cheesy. I actually thought it was very cheesy. And I was like, I don't know about this guy. Like, this is, I don't know.
Hey, it worked. Just, when you got the mutual friend, that's the thing with the dating apps. I've never done that because we've been together for that long. But if I were to imagine myself doing that, it's just like, what do you do without some kind of mutual friend or some kind of
who knows y'all.
Accountability or whatever? So that'd be my first, like, I don't know if you call it advice, but like that kept us going amidst the cheese is my point.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. We had friends who like had prepped us about each other. So we met for Mexican food. So I went in to answer your question. Long story short,
I went in
knowing that he did music and I did music. We both had done music since high school and like wanted to do music for a living. And so I went into meeting him at a Mexican restaurant, kind of like with that thought in my brain. But then when we actually like started hanging out, we didn't talk about music for like 3 months. And then one day he came over and I was like, hey, you should bring your guitar. And we just like started singing together. And then like for the first 3 months, we were just kind of like dating and like in the lovey dovey phase of just like hanging out. And he was playing in a band at the time, and I was doing my Caitlin Marks band thing back in the day. Then finally, we actually got to sing at a service for, it was a funeral. It's so crazy. We talked about this on The Voice, too, but...
yeah, it was crazy.
It was a family member on his side, and they're like, hey, your girlfriend sings. Like, Derek, we want you to do some of the music. Why don't you ask if Caitlin wants to sing with you? And
yeah,
so,
I think that was probably the first time, at least publicly, we sang together or whatever. Big cathedral hall, beautiful spot.
Wow.
And, you know... That being the first time, made it an experience because, you know, you have family there, plus it's this beautiful spot. So that really sticks out in my mind. It's like, wow, that's like, there's something here, you know?
Yeah, it was a moment where, like, we both were like, because we didn't really rehearse much for that time. And when we sang together in the moment, it's just like both of us knew where each other was going in the song without really rehearsing. And I was like, hey, we kind of have a thing. Mm-hmm. And then we just continued it, and it's been 15 years now.
You said it was your side of the family, Derek?
Yep.
Okay,
sure
so
was.
What was that moment like for you then individually for her to get up there and sing with you? Were you kind of like, I mean, you don't have to, you probably told her this before, but that had to be something for you. Be like, wow, okay, yeah, this girl is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, there's a sense of security there with someone you know right off the bat, but then to share that creatively right off the bat was just another level. So I just knew we had, there was something there that we couldn't really tap on. You know, I grew up on Pearl Jam and Alanis Morissette and Tim McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes some screamo music and some
loved
country music.
Kind of music.
So we had a lot to talk about up to that point. But as far as musically creating together, you know, it came out with a twang for sure.
Yeah.
And we're just like, well, this kind of makes sense. You know, why don't we just buy a 15-passenger van and tour the East Coast, essentially. There's a couple steps in between.
I was going to say, did you just jump straight to it? You're like, you know what? Let's do this.
It wasn't far from it.
It wasn't. I mean, we made goals together, like, because he was already doing music. I was already doing music. So he kind of joined the band that I had started. And then it was like, we were like, why are we not a duo? Like, it kind of evolved that way. But we would just make goals. We'd be like, all right, let's play in our hometown and just in the Triad area, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and now let's branch out and do like festivals. So we had this guy named Ricky, who's still a good friend, who would help us as our booking agent back in the day.
Love you, Ricky.
I know, he's the best. And so we just built it and just kind of went with it and made goals. And then we were like, then we would reach those goals. And so that's how we bought our van, was paying for our own, you know, getting paid for shows, which wasn't much back in the time, you know, back in the day. But it's been a journey, and just started playing out and then started opening up for some people in our hometown. Like, we opened up for Little Big Town way back in 2011, and they've always been one of our favorite bands. And yeah, we just kind of built a name for ourselves in our hometown, and then that kind of branched out to like moving to Nashville.
Yep. And the hometown was where? You said North Carolina.
Winston-Salem.
Yep. Winston-Salem. Yep. Okay. Did you guys have a talk before? Because you were a couple before and then you played together. So did you ever have that talk where you're like, I don't know if I want to do this because I don't want this to get in the way of us?
I don't know. It happened pretty quick because we both had bigger dreams than where we were at physically. So we were going to do it together no matter what.
Like, I don't know. I mean, we've definitely had moments in our journey together where we've sat down and had moments to work through as a couple who, you know, is dating and living together and also like then married and all that. And
yeah, it's hard to consider all of that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I know what you're saying because it's like, have you considered, you know, that you're dating someone that you're also going to be essentially owning a business with, making van payments, and that's, you know, you're not even married.
It's a lot.
You haven't done this, you haven't compromised on this level. But I mean, we just felt it innately, and I'm glad we did. You know, in hindsight, it was hard as heck in some ways, but it still can be. But I mean, we know what compromise is, and it's made our marriage really strong. And like, you know, if I'm being real honest, we had a pretty bad tiff earlier today, but then we, you know, we're talking about
life.
What we're going to have for dinner and that kind of thing.
Well, when you work together and you're married and you live and learn and all the things together for 15 years now, we've been married 11, you just kind of get to a point where when things happen, you're able to easily just like brush it off and just like, all right, like we don't get like mad or like stay mad on things for longer than like a day. And we just like talk about it. We've learned to be very honest with each other and just like throw it out there and be vulnerable in like our thoughts and our feelings. And then we just move on.
Yeah. It's hard to catch it every time, but we try to stay ahead of a lot of things. And long story short, give each other, you know, space or whatever to just like, okay, there's something.
Yeah.
You're
feel.
Having a tiff inside or you're having a, you know, whatever inside. Can you tell me about that or whatever? And it ends up coming out a little earlier rather than, you know, resentment on the back end, hopefully.
So, yeah. Is there one that's harder than the other as far as music together or marriage, or do they kind of go hand in hand at this point because you've been together for so long?
Well,
what used to,
I know, like, what are you going to say?
Because I'm right. What used to be hard is figuring out the fact that someone sees the world completely different.
Yes.
Which is now at least an opportunity for a strength. So it's like, you know, I'm not always right. I'm at least needing to consider what she says, and she's pretty on it with anything detail or business oriented. So I mean, we kind of have our roles during 2020. Some of those roles shifted as like the industry shifted.
Yeah,
we can talk about that. But like at the same time, it's like to switch roles in different periods of our life is like easier said than done. But I'm just so glad that we can challenge each other and kind of have fun doing it.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I mean, you really said everything I was going to say, but
what I tell you,
it's just, you know, I think we both knew what we wanted. We wanted to do music for a living. We both did from the time we were old enough to understand what that meant. So I think when we met, we just knew it was a good thing and we just kind of like went with it. I don't know how I don't know if we've been asked that in a long time actually, but we just kind of went with it and it's been a journey and, you know, we've learned to like work with each other. And it has its ups and downs. I think for me, like I have a really hard time turning my brain off because I'll wake up thinking about things that we could be doing to further our career and like just ideas on all the things.
Yep.
And so when it comes to like the end of the day, he's the kind of person where when work is done, you know, it's done. And for me, I'll be still thinking about things. So he's like, well, let's just like sit down and like watch a movie. And I'm like, well, I can't because I've got all these things on my list that I haven't accomplished. I think that's personality wise too.
I think it helps to get this sweet lady out of the house sometimes and take her to a dive bar and let a Friday be a Friday. You
just
know?
Have a little party and let loose sometimes is good for me. Yeah. So
I like that. All right. One more marriage question.
Yeah.
What you got, brother?
And then we'll get into your guys' music a little bit more. And I'll ask you first, Caitlin, do you look at other couples, you know, like the Ryan Hurds and Maren Morris and the Caitlin and Kane Brown, and do you look at those couples and be like, that's who I want to be? Or do you look up to them like that? Or are you kind of just like, you know, we're going to find our own way and that's really cool what they're doing. Maybe we can do that one day.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely do. We actually did a Maren and Ryan song on The Voice and I love what they do individually. And then what they've done together is amazing. And then I think, you know, actually the song Thank God by Caitlin and Kane, we kind of have like covered that just for fun in the kitchen and like posted it on TikTok. But I mean, we're big people on celebrating what everybody does and like their journey and what they do in their lane. And I think what Derek and I have to offer is different than what each of those couples that you mentioned offer. We definitely look up to them, and I'm sure their journey is way more than we even know. And I think they're just amazing couples. And, you know, I hope to just, when I see couples like that, I think, you know, what are ways that we can like be a part of that too, you know, like, and
yeah, I would agree.
So I love seeing Caitlin and Kane's marriage, online, and I follow both of their accounts, and I think it's really awesome.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, same, just real quick, same with Thomas Rhett and his wife, and obviously Tim and Faith. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's some obvious autonomy, like separateness from those people. Like they have separate careers as far as Ryan and Maren. And I really respect that as a couple too, even though we are under, you know, one name. I mean, we have some Derek songs, we have some Caitlin songs, we have some songs that are duets, and I like not just giving people something to argue about, but that is kind of fun to just kind of not just have one lane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun for us to explore that, like
totally,
our different personalities within it, you know?
Do you guys have a favorite duet to cover? Not your own, but to cover. Like, whether it's a Tim and Faith or...
Oh, that's a hard... I love a lot.
We kind of lean into the real old stuff as far as that goes, like Conway and Loretta. And,
oh, yeah.
Or Johnny and June. We love Jackson. We used to end every single one of our shows with a rowdy version of Jackson.
Really?
We still do it in all of our sets. That song, I mean, we have done it, I want to say, for then all of our shows. We still
do it a lot. We double the tempo at the end.
But like Jackson by Johnny and June, that's definitely, I'd say that's probably our favorite song to cover. And then of course, like Loretta and Conway, their music is just great. Like we love all the old honky tonk, like country, classic country.
We did play this at a family reunion.
You're the reason our kids.
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
Oh god!
It didn't go over well. I was like,
we were like, we should do it. Everybody's gonna laugh and think it's fun, and we did it, and everybody was like, great.
My side of the family really got it. They laughed. And
yeah, there you go.
They cut up.
It was like so hilarious. But yeah, anyway. I would say Jackson by Johnny and June. We, you know, I like to think, and I like to like put it out there that Derek and I are the modern Johnny and June, you know.
Oh, that's bold.
It is bold. And I hope we can live up to that, you know. But yeah, Johnny and June, that's like one of our favorite husband and wife.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
Tecovas.com. Tecovas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
And now you mentioned The Voice a little bit. I want to get into that. You were on season 22, I believe.
Yep.
Team Blake.
Yeah.
And the last person I had on this podcast actually last week, Emily Ann, she was on Team Blake as well.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So she was on with me last week. And I want to hear, I talked about with her about it a little bit. So what was your guys' experience like with The Voice? Because hers was very, she was young. You know, she finished and she was a finalist and she thought her world was going to change. And then it's just, you know, it's not that easy, she found out. So what was your guys' experience like going through that whole process?
Well, we had talked about it quite a bit and just decided together that we were going to do it because we already had music out. We already had a world to invite people into. And whether you do or not, I feel like it's a great positive show. And they really honor about any age that they have, like people that were older than us and down to the 13-year-olds. And that was really surprised me at how open they were, even in with interviews and all that stuff. So they just really honored us well, and I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're an artist going into something like that and you know who you are and you already have music out, it can really, like, it's honestly changed our life in a lot of ways as far as, like, the fans. Like, every show we've done recently, it's like we have people coming up saying they saw us on the show and they loved us, and that always blows my mind. I'm like, that's great. Like, you, I mean, it's like all over, like, and you know, the, just to see the numbers increase just on like streams and also just like socials. But it was an amazing experience. I mean, from the moment we went in, we both just like felt peace about it. And we were like, we're just going to be ourselves and it will go as far as we need to go. Cause we trust that the right plan will happen. And it was an amazing journey. I mean, there's definitely parts where it's stressful cause it's television in front of millions of people. It was a really great experience for us. And I mean, Derek, he actually, for the first time ever on the show, for our knockout round, did a song without the guitar in his hands for the first time. And that was like a big step, and we had never done it. And actually the band leader, Paul, was like, well, he was like, no better time to do it than in front of 10 million people or however many watch the show. And so that was like a really big milestone for us. And I feel like that was something we hadn't done. And Blake actually like gave him so many compliments on it. And we even went out, I feel like, on a good note. So it was a great journey for us. And it's just brought so many good things into our life as far as shows. And we just signed a booking and just a lot of good, cool things. So
do you feel like having each other through that process really helped instead of being like an individual artist and going through, I mean, you have the support of the family, of course, but having each other had to help a lot through that. Yeah. Whole thing. Cause that's, I mean, that's a little surreal, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure once you get on the stage, it might hit you, but I don't even know if it still hits you till this point.
Yeah. I mean, we were also in a hotel room for a number of months.
So having each other
was
definitely
great. Just 2020 all over again.
Yeah.
Not to make light of that at all,
no,
but I was such a privilege to do that with her.
Yeah. I mean, I think we were the one of two duos on our season.
Oh yeah. Totally.
And so it is, I mean, I think with what we do together, like people always say, you know, like, Derek, you could do music by yourself. Caitlin, you could do music by yourself. So why do y'all choose each other? And I just think there's plenty of amazing female artists, plenty of amazing like male. And I think what Derek and I have is special. And I'm so thankful that we have each other in crazy things like that. Like, so many times we look at each other just randomly and we'll be like, our life is so crazy. Like, we do the craziest things. Like, many people, like, our life is just crazy. You never know what each month will bring, but like, we always are so thankful that we can do it together. And I'm like, thank God that I've got like your brain as well, like, so it's not all on me, you know. And so I have major like
props
to artists who do everything themselves. I mean, that it's a lot of work, and so I'm thankful I have Derek and that we did that together.
Yeah, I like that. Where do you guys, are you playing anywhere around Nashville locally? Do you ever play on Broadway or any writers around, anything like that?
We don't play Broadway much, but we like visiting Roberts for sure.
Love Roberts. The bomb.
That's our Friday night, unless we hop over, you know, to the east side for Honky Tonk Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean,
at the Post 32.
We've definitely done like writers rounds. We just did a big show in February at the Basement East, like a big showcase. And so, you know, we did CMA Fest, and we want to do shows, but we try not to like oversaturate the area because we're on tour right now and doing lots of dates like outside of Nashville. But we definitely, I think we have a show coming up in August at Cletus. It's our friend's burger bar. And that's Paul McDonald is another artist, and he puts on these One Big Love festivals. So I think that's August 10th, and that's going to be a lot of fun. But we do little, you know, events here and there. But
And how was this first CMA Fest for you guys?
Oh, it was a
amazing
blast.
We very really first loved one,
it.
Correct?
Yeah. So amazing.
And it was on the Hard Rock stage. So, I mean, when you're looking at the Hard Rock, you're obviously looking out towards the river. But if you're on stage looking towards Broadway, it's almost as if whenever they crank us up, like all of Broadway kind of turns in.
Yeah,
like even people across
really
the street were like kind of all turning their necks. And it was a blast. So
yeah,
we had this crowd in front of us, but they were all kind of coming across during CMA Fest. So we just started playing out to the other side of the street, and it was really surprising.
It was our first one, and honestly, we didn't know if we'd even get in this year. And I think it was the first time that CMA Fest, or first or second year that they've taken over that stage. And so we mm-hmm. somehow got in on the lineup, and I was just amazed that there was people there. And, you know, because every show you're like, I hope people come see us. Like, mm-hmm. I hope they come. And so it was a fun crowd, and we just had a blast. We did a 30-minute set, and we just did all of our songs that we're going to release this year. And so, yeah, yep. it was a yep. lot of fun. Definitely feel honored.
How big is that for, you know, a duo like you or any artist, really? Because for me, living here, I'm like, holy crap, that's a lot. It's just a lot of people, and
yeah.
there's a lot going on. You go downtown for a couple hours. But for you guys, somebody that's not, you know, playing at Nissan on the main stage every night, how big is that for you guys to get those people from out of town just to be walking by and just see you? So for you to have that stage, is that something that you just don't take for granted?
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whether we're opening for Jody like we have been this year, and we have a merch line that we didn't expect, and we're just like, we're going to eat this up, not just because it's about us, but because these fans are hungry to discover new artists. And that's the big thing with fanfare at CMA Fest and all that. Like, it really is not about us as it is about the fans, where they yeah. really do like want to.
It's like all about that.
Yeah, they want
to
hear what
you're
singing about.
They show up to see the new artist and people who maybe aren't on the radio yet. And I think for us, like,
it's that, wouldn't you say it's that same, like, sense of discovery?
Totally.
As some shows that are out there. I mean,
well, that's what I grew up going to CMA Fest, and that's what I thought was so amazing, was walking around and seeing people that, like, back then now are huge. I mean, I'm, you know, even other shows, like, I just think about like what it takes to get there, and CMA Fest is honestly like has been on our bucket list of like, when are we going to get to play CMA Fest? Man, that'd be a dream. And so the fact that it happened this year was incredible. And then I think back on like what CMA Fest is and all the past years of like, you know, CMA was doing like recaps of different like Porter and Dolly and Faith and Tim. And it's just like years of like mm-hmm. country music legends. I mean, that's, everybody's a part of it. And for us to be included in that, definitely don't take it for granted. And we wanted to like give our best, and I feel like we did and left a good impression. So hopefully we'll be back next year.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. And hopefully if you're listening to this and you haven't been, I highly recommend it.
It's amazing.
It's something you can't get anywhere else. Nashville is probably the only place you can walk any corner yeah. and just hear amazing music. How did you end up getting that then? Are you with a management company? Is that what you said? Or?
Yeah, so like in March, we actually signed with Wasserman Booking, and so our booking agents got us on that, and mm-hmm. I think it was like the timing just worked out, and they said there was openings, and so they pitched us, and then we got chosen to do it, so
yep.
it's kind of a last-minute thing, but I think timing's everything, and it happened, so we're excited yep. it did.
Couldn't agree more.
That's awesome. Another yeah. exciting thing, and you talked about a little bit, was being on tour with Jody
yes.
Messina right now.
Mm. Yes.
The Heads Carolina Tails California tour. How did that come about, and how has that been so far?
Honestly, Jody is quite the anomaly. Like,
she's amazing.
On our first show with her, she came out to introduce us. She talked no. like 5 minutes about us, and she said she didn't know she was going to do that. She is very, like, not fly by the seat of her pants, but has, like, really just a big heart
totally.
And a big love.
I thought she was coming out just to like know? Watch our set. Like, I thought she was just like following us out, and I was like, oh, I guess she's going to watch. Oh gosh, this makes me nervous.
yeah.
And then she like yep. went on stage, and I was like, what is happening? And then so she like introduced us, but like it came about, a friend of ours, Angela, sings background vocals for her. So I think Angela had kind of like mentioned who we were to Jody maybe like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we did our show in February at the Basement East. And the very next morning, my friend Angela texted me and said, hey, do you have a message from Jody? And I was like, Jody Messina? And she
was like, 7 a.m.
This is like
day.
In the, like, and because we neither of us slept, we were so amped from our show. And I was like, well, I don't. And so I like nudged Derek because I think he was still asleep. I was like, do you have a message from Jody on your phone? And he's like, Jody Messina? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I actually do. And he was like, she said to call her about some tour dates. And I was like, what? And so
what's odd was, and I don't know if Jody, if you're listening, if you know this or not, but but she texted or emailed Wasserman about us coming out on some dates.
Yeah.
I believe while they were debriefing about...
Because they had come to our show. It's kind of crazy.
Just seeing us.
Really?
Yeah, so the timing was nuts. You know, one of their artists was asking us to come on tour as they were, you know, debriefing about like, maybe working with us or something.
Yeah, it was like honestly so weird. And I was like, wait, because she's also with Wasserman. And so mm-hmm. I was like, well, did that happen? Like, what is happening? And so it was just kind of like a weird timing thing on everybody's like end. But we called her around 10 that morning, the day after our big showcase that we did. And she was like, I just would love for y'all to like come out on the road with me and do some shows. Like I never picked an opener before. And I didn't know if that'd be something y'all be interested in or, you know, don't feel pressure. And we're like, don't feel pressure. Like, what do you mean? You're amazing.
We're gonna make
we tried
it happen.
To like, we literally tried to keep it really cool and just be like, very like, you know, yeah like sure. But we were just like beaming. We were like, my parents were in town and they were sitting in the other room. And I just was like, couldn't wait to like run in the room and be like, she just asked us to go on tour. So that with that happened. And then Wasserman killed it and like got us in the right kind of, you know, in line with all the details of it. And we started our first show in Texas in April. So mm-hmm. it was just kind of like it just all happened real fast. And we just like went with it. And it's been a journey.
Hit the ground running. They've been filling in some dates in between. And it's been such a blast.
It's been a dream because every year at the end of every year, we write down goals for the next.
Yep.
And 2023, like actually 23 is our lucky number, which we knew going into the year, we were like, that's going to be pretty rad. Like what's going to happen? And
yeah, it comes up a lot, right?
But we were like, let's like one of our biggest thing was let's play more shows. However, we got to do that, whether it's us booking up or we get signed. But really, we wanted to get signed. And then that happened. And it's just honestly been a dream come true because we've been here for years and that's been our goal. So
how long have you lived in Nashville then?
Nine years.
Yeah, since 2014.
And you moved here together?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we sure did. Packed it up in the Jeep, and we didn't release music until 2018. But
okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, we packed everything in our little Jeep Cherokee, stayed with some friends. They like opened their house because they believed in us, and we didn't even know what we were going to do. We didn't even have jobs when we moved. We were like, we just brought like what we could in our little Cherokee and our cat. Mm-hmm. And we just like headed here. And we were like, all right, like I hope we get a job soon. And so I started babysitting as soon as like we moved here. I started nannying for different families and he worked at Apple and had our jobs for like 4 or 5 years, like random jobs and just like dug our feet in and wrote songs and started releasing music the first time in 2018. So
was there some dark days in those 4 to 5 years where you were saying, I don't know if this was the right move or not?
Totally. Yeah. How do I expound on that? Like,
well, I remember driving here, like when we were actually driving here to like move here, I think I cried the whole way. Cause I was like, I felt in my spirit that it was the right thing, but I also was like, what if we're making the biggest mistake?
Sure.
And
you were probably grieving, you know.
Yeah, like being around family. And it's just like, you know, a lot of what we do is a big sacrifice constantly. Like we've missed weddings. We've missed like a lot of things. And so I think moving here, it was like we knew what the cost was, but we were like ready for whatever that was. And so we just came with like open hands and have just, it's been a journey. But I mean, there's been plenty of days where we've felt like, I always say like throwing in the towel, but we never would because it just, I think it's the days where you just feel like, is what we're doing enough? Which I think is the question a lot of artists probably ask. Like, am I enough? Is my music enough? Is my brand enough? You know, whatever we're doing. But we really believe in what we, who we are and what our story is. And you know, I think it's more about people than it is about us. Like, we truly do love people and want people. We've always said, like, when people come to our shows and just, like, even come to our house, we want people to, like, leave a little lighter than when they got there. And so we want people to like laugh, cry, party, have fun at our shows and, or even if they're at our house. Like, and so it's about the fans and about people. And so that's always been like our drive.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Well, let's wrap it up here and talk about some new stuff in the works for you guys coming out later this summer. You got a single, possibly an EP. We already talked about Jody Messina, so go ahead and talk about your new single coming out.
We're so excited. She could tell you more about the details, obviously, because she's a detail queen, but we've proud to say we've produced this at home and really have been testing a lot of these songs out on the road, and we really do. That's kind of our litmus test to have the audience, you know, react to what we're playing or just ask, you know, when this song is going to come out. And you know, a lot of artists, and we do this a little bit on social platforms and stuff and test the market or whatever, but I'm just so thankful when we can do that in person. So this is a collection of, you know, songs that we've really tested out on the road, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, the song's called Sawdust, and it is about all the honky-tonks and dive bars we've been to thus far. And it's just a honky-tonk, like, we both love, like, traditional country, and so it has definitely big flares of that, but it's, like, mixed with a little bit of rock, which is really fun, and a lot of our music has a lot of that element in it.
A lot of gritty.
Yeah, I mean, gritty, for sure.
I love producers like Jay Joyce and Luke Dick, you know, Miranda Lambert, Eric Church, those type of gritty tape sounds, and we love old country, too, so to push the production forward, we're just, that's just what naturally comes out, and so, yeah, Sawdust
is pretty...
Yeah,
it's
going to
sound a lot like Texas, that's for sure.
Yeah, Texas two-step with some, like, deep baritone guitars.
I like it.
Kind of rock and roll, you know?
And a lot of it's just what we've been writing the last couple, like, last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Did you write every song? Sorry to cut you off there. Did you write every song?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, with co-writers.
Nice.
Yep, together.
Awesome.
And with co-writers.
Awesome.
Yeah, I feel like it's another chapter of our story that maybe people haven't heard yet, which I'm really excited. Yeah, I think it has something for everything. There's like some serious songs on there, and then there's like just fun songs like Sawdust, and then we have a song called Bless Your Heart that's going to be coming out in August as well. And it's
that
real
was based
sassy.
Off a TikTok interaction.
TikTok comment that someone was being mean, but you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Lots of new music this year, lots of shows. And we're really excited for like what's to come for us.
Yeah, maybe a Christmas tour.
Yeah.
Working on that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, Christmas,
okay.
More Christmas music as well. So we're really working on cranking some stuff out because last year we couldn't with The Voice. We had to wait, you know, a certain time.
Yeah.
So this year we're like doing as much as we can.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Go follow them. Social media. We're going to find you guys.
The Dries. It's just The Dries on everything.
Yep.
So pretty much.
Dries.
Okay.
Also spelled like Dr. Doctor
Yes.
Yes.
We always say that. I don't know why. We think we're
That's
funny.
So
maybe.
Weird.
The way that you just finished each other's sentence.
It helps.
Okay. Go follow them on Instagram, Twitter, social media, TikTok, whatever you're on. stream their music, support them. You guys, it was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Back at you.
This has been a Bobbycast production.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.